Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
K95 was deemed an essential business in that we care for the pets of first responders, hospital workers, government workers, police and fire. So we're open. And we are watching people's dogs right now.
I was going to ask on that. Obviously you have more of a general business, not just for first responders typically. But how has business been now that you're focusing this way or have to focus this way?
Business is down about 90% right now, which is alarming. But I guess I am grateful because a lot of other small business owners are seeing their businesses down 100%, which has to be pretty scary. So, we closed our grooming shop on Saturday at the end of the day, which was very hard. But we're going to stay open at this time for daycare and boarding.
And are there any certain precautions that you take now that maybe a few weeks ago didn't matter?
Yeah, just the way that we're taking the dog from the owner. We're not doing a direct handoff with the leash. We're putting our leash on the dog with our hand, and then the owner takes their leash off the dog. We've never had to do business like this. It's kind of crazy.
As for,
and then of course, just, you know, we've always, K95 has always cared a lot about cleaning, just because as a pet care facility, it's really easy for it to get dirty and smell real gross real fast. So we've always been freakishly clean. But now we're taking that to a whole new level. And then, you know, obviously keeping my employees safe is really important to me, checking in with them, making sure that they're still comfortable being at work, which they are right now. And then the devastation of, you know, laying off 70 plus people, that was hard. And helping a lot of employees navigate the unemployment system for the first time ever, that also has been pretty heartbreaking. I'm excited to learn more about this bill that came out overnight. To see, you know, how it can help me with my employees, with my healthcare payments, just everything. You know, another thing that I think is important about us staying open right now is, you know, I have a dog and I'm fortunate enough that I have a husband and I have a close family, but I know a lot of people that have a dog and they don't have a husband or a significant other and close family or family in Michigan. And I do want those people to know that don't not go to the hospital because you're worried about what's going to happen to your dog. Call K9-5, leave a message at K9-5. We will find a way to come get your dog. You know, it's going to be a hard time for dog owners who get sick right now because that's a lot of people's kid and they sacrifice a lot to care for their dogs. And I don't want people sacrificing their health or their well-being to make sure that their dogs are cared for. K9-5 would like to be there for dog owners in Metro Detroit at this time in any way possible.
So you're putting the service up also to help those who may have to go into the hospital who are not working?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, you live by yourself, you're really sick, you know you have to go to the hospital, you're not sure how long you're going to have to be there, you don't know what you're going to do with your dog, who's going to feed your dog, who's going to let your dog out. So let us take that one piece of worry off of you. I mean, obviously we are discounting services right now for first responders, but if somebody can't afford to bring their dog to us and they have to be hospitalized, we got that. You know, this isn't really the time for us to think about making money necessarily. This is more the time for us to think about helping dog owners. We've always, you know, that's always been our job, is to help dog owners. And we want to do it in a different way now, probably, than we have in the past. But it's our mission.
As for the first responders, who have you had those that have come in, those that have called you? What have your conversations been like?
You know, hospital workers mostly. K95 Detroit is right near the DMC in Henry Ford, so I think that those employees have been grateful for us to being there. You know, we've got some firemen that come to us as their teams. Some of them get sick, you know, they're working longer hours. They're working more hours, more is expected of them. So we've always offered a discount to police and fire, but we are now extending it to hospital workers, people who have to go to work right now.
Is there anything you want to add?
You know, yeah, I want to say how lucky I am for the K95 employees, because they have to go to work right now. There's not a ton of them, but there are six of them that are still coming to work every day. And for everyone that is going to work today, we're fortunate for your bravery.